24-year-old Josephine Kiden was born in Juba with hearing defects. She says while growing up, children in school and in her neighborhood would mock her, name-calling her Atarasa, an Arabic word for a deaf person, a word she detests bitterly. Kiden says she dreamed of becoming a top model since she was about 4 years old, but society at large and even a few family members will not give her the chance to prove herself because of her disability. Still, Kiden did not give up. Speaking through her interpreter, Grace Amvico, Kiden says she persisted with her challenges until one day, a modeling event at Nyakron Cultural Center gave her the chance to enter the world of modeling. She became number 5 and surprised everyone, including the show's judges, who, she says, initially undermined her.
The judges, during the time of modeling, they saw her before they thought that deaf people cannot do anything, they cannot model. They cannot contest for that. Then she's like, I have my skills, I can do everything. So there is one interpreter called James, came and helped and then interpreted for her. And then he had to explain about those people that even deaf people, they also have their own culture. They also know, they can also do what you can do, the hearing person. What you can do, she can also do it.
The judges initially terminated her, but she wrote a note to one of the judges, who later convinced the rest of the panel to accept her after reading aloud what she wrote in her note. She says that moment was the beginning of success in her modeling career. Kiden will become the first model to represent South Sudan on the international scene when she walks the runway in Dodoma, Tanzania, in the Mr. and Miss Deaf Africa 2021 beauty contest this coming weekend.
I believe I'm going to come with a crown back home here. I will come with a crown. It will be a representation for South Sudan. I'll bring it like a gift in South Sudan. Actually, I'm even so grateful because when I see my pic on Facebook, people, they have spread it everywhere and they are just talking good things about me. I'm really so happy and they are making me more confident. They are giving me more confidence how I'm going to win the crown.
Kiden advises people with disabilities never to give up on their dreams and skills simply because they are taunted as children or discouraged by society. Instead, Kiden says they should be empowered by such criticisms.
Even though they abuse you, what don't follow their words. For you, just think about your future, how you can develop yourself. At the same time, the able people, when you meet a deaf person on the way and then maybe gets a problem, please try to help. Stop oppressing them. We as the community, all of us, we should encourage one another. We should stop abusing each other. They should stop abusing more, especially disabled people, because they think they are stupid. They don't understand. But they also understand, like the able people.
Kiden says without the encouragement of some family members and her interpreter, she would have given up on modeling. She vows to make South Sudan proud by going to Tanzania to win the beauty contest and also prove to people that those with disabilities have talent. Kiden's friend and interpreter, Grace Amvico, says people with disabilities need encouragement and extra care to make them feel a part of society and not discriminated against.
When she's sad, she comes to me, please, big sis, this and this. She has really made me so disappointed. What can I do? So I end up, at least guide her and make her feel that she's not discriminated. She's not useless. When she hears, like, because she read lips, when she hears people like, Atarese, and all that, she comes when she's so sad and all that.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, comforting her, telling her, don't worry about that. Your God created you in his own image.
Amvico says Josephine Kiden's success story should be used to demonstrate that society should give disabled people more opportunities, including jobs. The International Week of Deaf People is celebrated annually during the last week of September. This year's theme is celebrating thriving deaf communities. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.